Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com. It's my pleasure to introduce our guest, Krista Inikofsky, a visibility enthusiast. Krista is a beautiful individual whom I had the opportunity to meet earlier this year. She empowers experts to shine brightly and enhance their visibility, enabling them to connect with their ideal audience. Krista is an authority in attracting leads as the co-founder of the Infinite List. This is the premier list building membership community for online experts. She's also known as the co-host of the Podcaster's Cruise, the best combination of vacationing, learning, and relationship building in the podcast industry. Krista has just released her new book called Ignite Your Abundance Journal. She is going to talk to us about this and more, including self-love, relationships, confidence, and business building. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you, Alana. It's so nice to be here. Such a pleasure getting to meet you in person and, you know, start building the relationship. I love getting out and meeting people face to face in this online world. And, you know, those little moments of connection last a long time.
Yeah. It's so meaningful. So, you know, during the pandemic, everybody was Zoom crazed and it was wonderful. And I met so many people, including you, on these little tiny boxes and Zoom, you know, with in the gallery view with about 50 other people. And so when you actually get to meet someone in person, you really feel the vibration. It's very rewarding, but you have a magnetic personality that carries through online. So tell us a bit more. Don't you have a podcast yourself?
I do. I started in the entertainment industry. I grew up as a professional dancer and started performing professionally at age 15 and had an over 20-year career on stages and TV around the world, which also included narration and MC, which is work I continue to do today. So, you know, coming from that place of, you know, when you're on stage in front of thousands or on TV that's maybe reaching hundreds of thousands or more, there's something ingrained about the confidence, about being willing to shine, about getting your light and your message out, that has just been a part of who I am. And I've carried that through into this coaching world. And I've been in the part of the coaching industry for well over 10 years as a certified life coach and business develop, helping online entrepreneurs succeed in their business. And and now we've been podcasting and authoring a book. So it's fun using these different mediums to get your message out there, just like you were doing, Alana, with this beautiful summit.
Thank you. Yep, both the summit and the podcast. Thank you.
So I do have a podcast. It kind of jumps into my later part of my life story of my meeting my now partner, my now fiance, Michael Neely, who is a podcast expert. He's a podcast coach. He has multiple podcasts that have been, you know, well known for many, many years. And the funny thing is, when our love story collided and we realized we had so many mutual friends and mutual clients that people kept asking, how did you meet? How did this happen? We didn't see it coming. You know, all of these funny things. And so being the podcaster that Michael is, he said, you know what, Krista, let's start a podcast and tell our story of how we manifested each other. And our podcast is called Mornings with Michael and Krista. And we're going to be rebranding it soon to Infinite Love. But it really goes through our journey, individual journeys of what we were doing, what we were journaling, what we were calling in with our own mindfulness practices, getting very clear on who we wanted in this next phase in our life. And as we shared our stories with each other, once we were together, like, oh, you did this. There's so many amazing synergies and beautiful experiences that we decided to share it in our podcast, Mornings with Michael and Krista. And then it continues on with a lot of consciousness, conscious communication, relationship, what it means when you start blending families and making moves from across country and all the different things that we have encountered in our relationship.
I have to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and all people's hearts to be courageous and share your relationship online. I've listened to your podcast and it's really beautiful. It's so sweet. The two of you are so nice to each other. And then you just start opening up and start chatting. And it's just like, oh yeah, they're real people. They're in love. And yet, you know, relationships have all kinds of obstacles that can appear. And then I love conscious leadership. Conscious leadership just isn't only about running your business consciously and treating your employees and colleagues well, but it's about being conscious in your life with your friendships, your loved ones, your spouse, your partner. And so I love listening to you and Michael talk and exchange that way. And it's been fun. So you're rebranding it. What's the new name going to be so everybody can tune into your podcast?
Infinite Love.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. We have a business brand, Infinite List, which is all about list building and lead generation. And we've been maintaining the infinite in the brands that we were creating together. And so it will at some point soon be Infinite Love.
Infinite
and fun fact,
love.
I don't think you know this yet. Michael proposed to me while doing our podcast.
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Everyone wants to tune into that one. What episode was that?
Yeah, but it will be. It will be.
Okay. Okay. We're all waiting. We're all waiting. Oh my goodness. For all the listeners and viewers, infinite love, infinite love. And that's not just between two intimate partners. That means the world, the universe, has infinite love. And it's really this power, this bliss, you know, when we all want to be happy, it's about love. And it's finding that love first within. What would you say about that, Krista?
Well, I love that you're picking up on what our intention was for using that name, Infinite Love, is it definitely is more than just about the two of us. Between us, we have three young adult children from 18 to 21. It's been how our relationship has swirled into their lives and what the relationship now is amongst our three kids and amongst us as our own family entity. It's about the clients that Michael and I have each had and then our friend groups. So we, as loving beings, we keep expanding out and we have relationships in all different ways, from business, personal, family. And the infinite love is about maintaining relationships that do flow from one area to the next. And even that emphasis on when you're building a new partnership, how do you incorporate all those other? For Michael and I, it's been effortless. It's been so easy. Maybe it's because we have the right skills, or maybe we're just such a good match for each other that our friends just and family took us in. Like, of course, this is who you chose. But we understand it's not always that easy for everyone. And so using loving communication, conscious communication skills can really help create a more flowing, loving relationships in all areas of your life.
Beautiful. That's really beautifully said. Creating loving, conscious language in your relationships. So you also mentioned business. How would that flow into someone's business world, or job, whether they're working, you know, with colleagues, staff, selling something to someone?
Absolutely. I definitely believe in starting with who you are, and that we all have this, to me, it's this beautiful journey of self-discovery. Like the work never ends because it's the most fun, playful, expansive place to be, to keep, to build a relationship with yourself and source, God, whatever that is to you, and know that that's an ongoing relationship to maintain. And in doing so, we are, have more aware of our, I always put my feet down on the ground, like this confidence, this solidness of who you are and who you're being in the world. And then from a loving heart, from an open perspective, that's where you want to step into the business that you're building, that you're growing, that you're stepping into, whether it's building the business that you have now, or if you have your eye on something that you would love to do, but you're not there yet. It all really starts with who you're being. And that includes your belief in what's possible for you. Those are, you know, a lot of the things that I mentioned in the book.
Let's see your book. Put it up there so everybody can see it for all of our viewers.
It's beautiful. Isn't
Ignite
it beautiful?
Ignite Your Abundance, a daily guided journey to manifest love by Krista Inikofsky. Beautiful. Very nice. Gorgeous. So it looks like that setting, is that Florida or California?
California.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Do you mind if I talk about it? Can I talk about it?
Oh, please do. Okay. No, you just released this, right? Congratulations. All kinds of exciting manifestations happening in your life.
Yes. I'll kind of step back a minute. I originally began writing this. It was just a digital copy for a group that I was leading. It was a group program, and then there's the digital version. I was like, man, someday I really want to have this in print. Of course, I would love for it to be in color because it would be really beautiful, but that's okay. I think it'll sell more when it's $11, opposed to $25. So, you know, it is in black and white, but regardless, it is written for you to do one day at a time. It's a one day read, and it's not me talking to you. When you read it, it's you talking to you inside. I've written in this beautiful way where it's an affirmational writing. As you're writing, you're speaking it to your soul, and journal prompts or an activity for you to do. So in just a simple read one side, write on the other side, that's your one day to start your morning.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. I've been leading and teaching journaling for years and talk about different prompts or encourage people to do it. But I recognize that people really like a little more of a prompt, right? You don't want to get there and you've got a blank page and going, I don't know what to write. I'm supposed to be journaling. I don't know what to do. So this makes it easy for you to do that. And I also, you know, in my own morning practice, go back and forth between, well, should I be reading a book today or should I be journaling to myself? What's the right one? And so this is another way to pair that. You're getting a page of inspiration or a deep thought, something that's reflective, maybe something you're willing to let go of, and then the page where you get to write that out.
Oh, very nice. So it's guided. It's a guided journal.
Yes.
To self-love, confidence, relationship building.
Yes, to talk about money, wealth, worthiness, kind of a nice smattering of important topics.
Yeah.
And you just pick a day. You don't have to do them every day in a row, but when you decide you're going to wake up and enjoy a cup of tea or coffee and have your morning practice, just pick a day and there you go.
And Krista, is it sequential or can you just open the book to any practice?
Oh, I love that you asked that question. You can open the book to any page. There's not, after you get through the intro, then, because I like to do that too. It's kind of like feeling into what do I need today? And you can flip through and then go, oh, here's a page I haven't done yet that I landed on. So I just turn to this one with her arms up in the air and high flying emotions.
I love that too. I'll do that in with books like that, especially like yours, is just to open it, see, okay, what do I need to hear or read today? And I'll open it and it will be right spot on exactly what I need to hear to inspire me for the moment that usually will carry me throughout the day.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's fun. And then it helps you tune into your own intuition. You're recognizing your own energy and power and connection to source. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of having a morning practice where you tune into you before you start of receiving everybody else's stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. Every morning, every morning. So, listeners, that really is important. Just as important as brushing your hair for most of us who have hair. I don't know, there might be a few who don't, but brushing your teeth, taking a shower, whatever that morning grooming is, to spend at least 1 minute, if not, 1 minute, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes in silent meditation, journaling, reflection, checking in with yourself so that you are stabilizing your mind and heart for a great day, not just any day. It's part of your whole preparation.
Really is. It's about living intentionally and consciously and not on autopilot. And our
Not
brains are so wired
autopilot.
just to run on autopilot and replay the program over and over and over. And that's often not a good thing unless you've already fine-tuned your program to be perfect. So pausing, just like you're saying, Alana, and getting centered on how do you want to feel? What energy are you going to bring to the world? What is important to you today? And that it really reflects out to those around you. They're like, oh, she's cool. She's on point today. She's got that glow. She knows what she's
Yeah.
up to.
Yeah, that's lovely. So you started as a very young dancer, and which is really exciting to everyone. I love dance. I was just thinking about dance this morning. I used to dance in college and in my 20s. And as a professional dancer, tell us a little bit more about that and how did you move throughout your life? Because I think you. And maybe you were in a relationship before this new blossoming relationship with Michael. So tell us a little bit more about your journey and how you are showing up today as this radiant, magnetic individual inspiring us.
Thank you. Well, I actually have a come from generations of beautiful, creative, talented women. From my great grandmother to my grandmother and her twin sister were professional dancers in the 1930s on vaudeville, Broadway, in toured Europe. And actually, my mom she created all of her diaries, and my mom published her diaries, which are really, really amazing. That are called Mickey's Diaries, which is what her name was. So I have a legacy of performers and dancers. And so I was brought up with it from the moment I was able to walk. I saw my big sister dancing, and between environment and desire and natural genes, I guess, it's just where I was meant to be. And so I did enjoy a beautiful long career. And I was married throughout most of my career, and I have my two beautiful children, and continued to perform even while the kids were little until, well, probably like I think maybe 36 or so, I stopped performing as a dancer. Then I continued to perform as an MC, which I still do and love. But it's been just wonderful. I mean, I've had some in my own mind dream jobs of dancing at Walt Disney World in front of Cinderella's Castle, doing all of the productions there, dancing for the NBA Orlando Magic when Shaquille O'Neal was there in the dream team, and
Wow.
being seen and being televised all over the world, and have people in Germany reaching out and going, hey, I saw you on TV today during the game. And you're getting to travel, meet amazing people. So I feel very blessed to have had that long career, something that I enjoy so very much.
How exciting. That just sounds like so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely fun. And now both of my kids are musical theater performers as well, so we keep the fun alive. And Michael's a former actor, so we're a bunch of hams. Just saying.
Oh. Yeah. So as I was going to ask about your children, because I love that your grandmother was in vaudeville,
Yes.
and Mickey's Diaries, is that what that's called?
Mickey's Diaries. You can
Oh,
find
I
that on
love it.
Amazon as well.
Oh, what fun. Yeah. That's a lot of fun. I did some off Broadway in New York, and there is just the stage is so much fun. And so, in a way, when I interview guests like you, it feels a little bit like being on stage. It's very
Right.
exciting, and what's beautiful about this is that we're able to communicate with such a large audience. You had the blessing of being televised globally. That's so amazing. But the stage is pretty limited usually to whoever's in the audience. So this is a big global stage that we're on today, and it's so much fun to be able to reach out and inspire other people. And so in creating abundance for radiant health, wealth, and happiness, what about the health aspect? I know we're really focused in love, and I can just, see the love pouring out in you. Oh, okay. No, I'm stepping back. So you had a relationship. We're going to stay with love because let's just stay with love. I can't tell you how many people they're like, yes, I want more money. I want more money, but I really want to feel that passion. I want to feel that spark in my relationship again. Or I want to find someone that, who wants to experience intimacy and someone who I can sit across the table or on the sofa and have a deep, sincere conversation with. So you were married for a long time and raising several children. So, it's up to you, but I know I've been through several marriages myself, and I learn through each one. How, what can you share with our audience?
Two main things that I openly enjoy sharing when it comes to ending a marriage and then moving forward to what's next in your life. And the first one is to hold, I hold very high regard for my first marriage and my first husband, that it was the absolute right thing. At the right time, we had an amazing experiences. We had two beautiful children together. And as we're talking about journeys of life and growth, sometimes, and it's not all that infrequently, that as we're growing, people grow into different areas, they have different interests, things will change that makes them not no longer the best companion for their life's purpose or their life's path or their contentment, whatever that may be, but it doesn't negate everything else that the relationship was before. So whether you're in a relationship for a year or 20 years, I love and appreciate and feel incredibly blessed for that whole experience in that relationship. And I hope that other people can take on a tone of that too. It makes me sad to hear just because they divorce someone that they're like, oh, that was terrible, or talk badly about the experience. And that's, it can be uncomfortable and painful and hard as heck moving through when we realize we have to move in different directions. But that's just that moment. And that's something that's, a choice to do. But so have love for the relationship. That's my first thing I like to share. And the second one is once or you've completed a relationship, take time to rediscover you and really clear before deciding to couple up again. I was crystal clear. I am not going to couple. Now that means you can still date, you can still have fun, you can still do the single thing. But I knew I did not want to couple up, meaning take on whatever this next guy's his life and his stuff, but when I still had so much of work to do on me. And so I did. And I look back on that time. For me, it ended up being about 3.5 years of something that was beautiful. It was hard. I'm not saying it was easy. It was freaking hard. And it was beautiful. And it's stripping away, deciding what's mine and what's not mine. I work with some amazing people to guide me, tapping into who I am, what I want. And then I knew that the person that was going to be a partner, a long-term partner in the future, I had no timeline, no time soon, but I knew that I wasn't the Krista I needed to be yet, leaving at the, as you're falling apart, just trying to figure out a new life. That's not the time to attract and manifest or draw somebody in, because I wasn't in the place that I wanted to be to attract this next person and what's really important. And so I can't emphasize enough the importance of taking the time, relish in it, journal, read, work with amazing people like you have on your summit here. Whatever it is that you need to do, and little by little, you'll start to recognize, oh, I've achieved that goal that I set for myself. Oh, now I'm feeling this. And then one day, like for me, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to put it out there. I have no timeline. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not needy. I am solid on my own, and I'm ready to put it out there. And well, you might have to just listen to my podcast episode because it's pretty juicy what the cool things that happened from there. But it happened pretty fast.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. And I think what I'm hearing, which is so important and valuable, is whenever you move through a transition, it's self-care time. Before you jump in to something, whether that's a new intimate relationship or a new job even, give yourself that time to clear out the old and to reflect on the good and the bad, because it's so easy, especially in relationships, loving relationships, to see what went wrong. And like you said, to complain. It's almost human nature. It's just so easy to go into that complaining and blaming, and instead just going within and feeling the pain and moving through the whole transition of loss, because whether it's the best thing for you or not, you are grieving. It's not just, oh, this doesn't work anymore and I'm done with you, or whatever, or I'm bored, whatever the reasons. It's a big transformation. And then to honor, I was at a meditation retreat recently, and it was talking about honoring the good. To remember the good and value the good and honor the good that existed. And you spoke of that. It's like, yeah, there were amazing experiences, family experiences, times maybe that the two of you bought a house, built the house, painted the walls, went on vacations, not to lose sight of the goodness. And then really reflecting on how to heal the hurts and the wounds, because I think they're bound to happen in relationships.
Forgiveness is a big part of that. And not just your partner, but more you. For me, it was really a deep process of forgiving myself. And in doing all of those things to clear that space. And like you said, Alana, it's not bypass. I'm not saying just like, oh, I love it. It was great. Oh, I see the good stuff. I mean, this is a process. As I mentioned, for me, it was 3.5 years. It's a process because I want to honor all of the feelings, honor all of it. And we can't speed through it, but we can have guidance and a direction of the things to do and work through. And it's ended up to be a very beautiful experience for me. And then just to touch on one other thing, Michael and I agree 100%. There's no way we could have met earlier in our lifetime. It's not like he's the one and why didn't I meet you sooner? We never say, why did I meet you sooner? It never would have worked. We weren't who we needed to be. We weren't in different phases in our life, different career. Like there's nothing about any chance that we would have met before. So it's just like, thank you for being the partner that I desire at who I am right now in my life. And now we can move this way forward. So his previous marriages and my previous marriage and life and all of those things, there's nothing to be jealous of. There's nothing to blame. Like we're friends with, you know, the formers.
Yeah.
And it also helps with the kids too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you so much for sharing that and wisdom of love and self-healing, moving through transformations. In our last few minutes here, Krista, there's so much that you offer. You've got this really cool podcast cruise that I unfortunately can't make it this October. I'll be in Italy, but tell us a little bit about that.
Well, if you haven't picked up on it already, Michael and I are a ton of fun. We love travel and we love to be with people. So we host the Podcasters Cruise annually. And it's a Caribbean cruise sailing out of Florida that attracts and we invite not only podcasters, but I call them podcast curious. So we have coaches, authors, speakers that are also coming on board, whether they just podcast guest. It's just kind of an underlying theme, but we also will be talking about books and social media and summits and list building. It's really about ways of getting your message out. And it truly is an incredibly like fun, deeply rewarding event because the people, there's time to connect and play and dream and, you know, have a ball all week long. And so anyone who's interested, it's podcasters@sea.com, or if you just Google Podcasters Cruise, chances are we'll pop up.
Yeah. We'll see a picture of you and Michael maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. And then there's also a wonderful business service that you and Michael have created called the Infinite List. Can you just tell the audience a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So everyone who is selling or presenting in this online space as a coach, consultant, healer, business professional, marketing professional, there's one thing that every business needs to succeed, and that's leads. We need exposure to new people. We need leads and how to get them over to our email list so that we continually have people to communicate with, to share our value, and then to make offers so you can make some money, right? Because without making money, there's no business. And the Infinite List is a platform that we created that works synergistically to help you get your lead magnet seen. So it's a wonderful lead generation, list building platform and membership community that we love all coaches and online experts to know about, because that's something people really struggle with. And we've created a really great solution to this problem. Would love for you to check it out.
Wonderful. And I believe you have a gift for everyone.
I do. I do indeed. It is the 6 state shifts to become a powerful manifester. So we talk a lot about manifestation and some people go, well, am I just supposed to think about it? Am I envisioning it? And so this, it's a PDF with a quick video that kind of corresponds with it, that talks you through 6 different ways that you can actively activate your powers of manifestation. And once you get familiar with the 6 ways, and it's like having a toolbox where you can just, you know, grab the one that you need at the right moment. And it goes well with journaling. So journaling is one of the 6 states, or ways to, I'm sorry, 6 shifts. So you can shift your state by journaling. And that's in there too. Some of them are moving your body. So yeah. It's a
fabulous.
Fun way to think, all right, what do I do?
So everyone read the show notes, a link to Krista's gift and any other information. You find her book, it's online now. We're all excited about this. Krista Onikofsky, it has been a joy to have you here. I look forward to seeing you again in person. If not in person, I will see you soon online. And I'd like to thank everyone today for being here and listening and spreading more love and conscious love in your relationships. Until the next guest. I'm Alana, and namaste.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.